Hello.
Well, hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Archtop Fiber. I was just returning your call. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, so I'm just calling. I received a flyer in the mail in regards to the Archtop fiber system they just put through my area. I'd just like to get a little information if I could, please, first.
Yes, sir.
So this is right now, this is the fiber optic, I guess, and this is for 2 years, is $69.99.
If you sign up for ACH debit and paperless billing?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right now, after 2 years, what happens?
The price may or may not increase. And if it does increase, it would only be a nominal increase, maybe like $5 or $10. But it wouldn't increase by an exorbitant amount like you may find with some other providers that
Right.
raise their prices to unreasonably high amounts after after an introductory period.
Right.
And really what that is, when they throw in the 2 year price, or when we've thrown in the 2 year price guarantee, it's just to make sure that that customer knows that regardless of what happens within the economy, so whether or not if we hopefully not, but if we were to go through, like, say, for example, if we went through another round of inflation, or and the cost to provide our services increased, if the cost of fuel increased because our guys are out there, with their trucks and whatnot. So if our operating expenses increased to a level in which, in order to make sure we can still provide the same high quality services, we'd have to increase the cost by a very nominal amount for our customers, then that's when our customers might see like a $5 or at most a $10 increase into their bill after the customer's first 2 years. But
It
hopefully
stays the
all will
same.
go well within the United States, and we'll be able to continue to provide you with that same great service for just $69.99 a month for much longer than 2 years.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. Are there fees, other fees with this, or that's it, right?
That's it, really. So when you get your bill, it would be, $69.99 a month. So you're not going to see anything on there like $69.99 plus an
Right,
FCC fee of taxes plus a modem rental fee plus a router rental fee, like all of these other hidden fees that the other internet providers like to put on the bill. No, sir. Your bill would be $69.99 a month.
Correct. Okay, and I did see here, it says whole home Wi-Fi coverage. What do they mean by that?
That just means that because you have our equipment in your home and you have our internet service, that we're providing you with the necessary equipment to broadcast the wireless internet, so the Wi-Fi, to cover your entire home. Now, if you lived in a great big mansion, you'd have to pay. We do offer Wi-Fi extenders. You could pay additional $7.99 a month for additional Wi-Fi extenders, but with what you're getting, you do get, you get the equipment and you get one Wi-Fi extender. And that's, generally more than enough to make sure that someone has a good strong signal throughout their entire home. Unless, like I mentioned, you live in a great big mansion,
No,
that
I'm in
so
no mansion.
I understand, yes,
Yeah.
sir.
Far from it. All right. So how do I go about? Because I know they just ran this cable past my house. I'm almost sure this is the one, or it's top fiber in my town.
Oh, okay, very cool.
So I don't know what my next step would be. Is it should be available now, I'm thinking, right?
I can check. Let's see here. Let's see what the status is for your address. And what is your street address?
It's 1318 U.S. Route 9, Hudson, New York, 12534.
And 12534, thank you. And your area has been in service since October 18th. Would you like to sign up? Would you like to sign up over the phone, or would you like to do it online?
I could do it on the phone if that's no problem.
It's no problem whatsoever. Is this location a home or a business?
It's a home.
Okay, and let's see here. And you said you wanted
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So go ahead.
I was just going to say, because, yeah, we do have cable here, but it's mid-Hudson, and I guess that would be eliminated, right? Go on, history.
Well, you could keep your cable television service with mid-Hudson. We simply offer internet service. We also offer phone service. But the phone service is an additional $24.99 a month, but that's optional. You don't have to have the additional phone service if you already have, you know, phone service that you're happy with, or if you just like, some people just like to use their cell phone. But if you would like our phone service, it would add an additional $24.99 a month to the bill.
Right. Yeah, and I wouldn't need that.
Okay.
So I can use your internet service through, and I still could keep Mid-Hudson if I so desire.
That is correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Or you could use our internet service and maybe switch over to streaming services that you might find to satisfy your needs, and you may decide to cut the cable. So
That's what we're thinking. Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, so we've got you down for the 1 gig fiber internet, and let's see here. And for now, I'm going to put you down at an additional 0 Wi-Fi extenders outside of the one that you get with your equipment. And then when the technician is out to install, if you could decide with the technician if you may need any additional Wi-Fi extenders at an additional $7.99 a month. That would be up to you, but it's most likely that you would probably not need any additional Wi-Fi extenders because from what you've mentioned to me, it doesn't sound like your home is so large that you would need more than just the one additional Wi-Fi extender.
It's like 1,400 square feet, 1,400 square feet, so it's not that big.
Oh, yeah, just the equipment itself would pretty much so cover that very well. And then with that additional Wi-Fi extender, if you just wanted to have another area of the home that has stronger signal, then that's going to be perfectly fine. Yeah, that'll be perfectly fine. Okay. And you don't want phone service, so let's move right along.
No.
Okay. And so, of course, just to confirm, your service address is 1318 U.S. Route 9, Hudson, New York, 12534. And do you rent or own your current property?
I own.
All right. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Through the air, under the ground, or not sure?
They're over top, above ground.
Okay. So through
above the
air?
Floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
It is not.
Okay. And what is your first name?
My name is Peter, P-E-T-E-R.
Okay, P-E-T-E-R, and your last name?
Is Graziano, G-R-A-Z-I-A-N.
Was that G-R-A-Z-I-A-N?
Okay.
So that's G-R-A-Z-I-A-N-O, and your email address?
It's P as in Paul, Graz, G-R-A-Z. pgraz57@yahoo.com.
Okay, that was pgraz57@yahoo.com. And what is your best primary contact phone number?
518-755-4181.
Okay, that was 518-755-4181. And would you like to have a secondary phone number associated with your account?
I would. I'll give you my wife's, which is 518-929-8602.
Okay, 518-929-8602. And how may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account? You can choose as many of these options as you'd like. Phone, email, text.
Can they do both? Phone? Well, you know what? Phone and how about email? Because I check my emails every day.
Okay, so I've got you down for phone and email, and I must read you these disclaimers in regards to that communication. So for email, it says, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Yes.
And do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. And let's see here. So just to review, we've got you down for the 1 gig fiber internet. And let's see here. That's going to be a 1318 U.S. Route 9, Hudson, New York, 12534. And let's see here. Now, Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
You can.
Okay. And you said you wanted to do the ACH debit through your bank account?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. And I'm ready for the routing number whenever you have it available.
Okay, my wife's going to let you know. Hang on.
Sure.
It's 221-373-383.
Okay. And let's see here. And the account number
is 7564-2028-6731.
Okay. Thank you. And is this a checking account or a savings account?
It's a checking account.
And what is the name on the account?
I think we're both on there, but put Joanne Graziano.
It's
J-O, capital A-N-N. It's all one word, though.
Okay, J O, is this all to get all one word, like you mentioned? J O, capital A N N, and then G R A Z I A N O, Graziano.
Correct.
All right, and let's see here. All right, let's see here. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
What's that?
How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Well, I actually saw the trucks around, and I was talking to a couple of friends of mine, and they said it, and then we got the thing in the mail. So like three different ways.
And do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location, like a buried wire, septic tank, et cetera?
No, they'd be in the front. Everything's out back. They won't be back there. So.
Okay. Do you have any questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives?
No. Now, when they do this, they run off the house, and then they have to come in the house, right?
They will have to come in the house to finalize the installation, yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. And let's see here. All right, I'm going to go ahead and place your order for service. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All righty. Okay, and then so based upon availability, what I can offer for scheduling, the earliest date that I can offer for installation would be Friday, November 1st. But then you could also choose any day after that with the exclusion of Sundays.
Friday, no, that's next Friday.
Yes, sir, this coming Friday.
That's fine.
Okay, now if you'd like Friday, November 1st, would you like the 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. time frame, the 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. time frame, the 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. time frame, or the 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. time frame?
The 10 to 12, I guess, or whatever you said, 10 to something.
Okay, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Alrighty, and let's see here. And I'm going to go ahead and schedule the appointment. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. Let's see here. All right. Your installation has been successfully scheduled. Now I have to let you know this other information. Let's see here. Okay. So it says, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until fiber services are installed to cancel their services with their current provider. The ONT slash gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result into up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. Now that your installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign in to your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you will have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service. All right. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
No, I guess that's it. That's some more fat.
All right. Yes, sir. All right. Sounds great. Well, if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you, and we greatly appreciate you and look forward to serving you. And I do hope that you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.